Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us on the app. And you can also join the conversation at 850-437-1620. I have Kathy from Pensacola Little Theater with me today. She is the artistic director.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. It's a good Wednesday.
It's great. It is a good Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. I've given out a few cheat codes. I've played some happy music. You're smiling.
Yeah.
The sun's still out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hot as a Florida summer, so.
I'm learning that.
Got to wear our whites and our sandals and we're good to go.
I'm kind of fighting against when people are like, is it hot? I'm like, it's great. It's not hot. It's great.
Well, I was recently on a work trip to New York City, and everybody's like, it's so hot. I'm like, you have no idea.
You know what's funny is when I moved away from home, I mean, I've left and come back a few times, but one of my more recent ones, when I left, they got the worst winter ever. And so this time around, I went back for a very short stint, and when I came here, because I absolutely fell in love with being here, it was January and it was cold. It was a little chilly, but it was gorgeous. And since I've been here, they have been having record-breaking heat in that area. They've had 95 to 100. So we were having a little bit of more of mild, I think, for that first week in June. And they were getting hit really hard, and they're still having it warm. But so every time they ask me, you know, I bet it's hotter there. I'm like, no, I love it.
Yeah.
But it's hot. It's a little hot.
Well, you know, you take what you get in every state you live in, right?
Absolutely. The community here is a huge plus, and I love it. So tell us what's going on with the theater.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We are currently maybe about 70% of the way through with our beautiful renovations of our building. As an organization, we've been around since 1936, and we've been in the current historic building that we're in since 1992. And our theater, the theater space itself, the auditorium, was finished in 1996. So we still had some really amazing 1990s decor going on. And after that many years, it was time for a capital campaign. And one of the most uplifting things as a nonprofit is when your community turns around and supports you. We have lots of monetary support. All of our artists that perform are volunteers. The directors are volunteers. The designers are volunteers. We have a small staff of 10, although that's big. When I first started working at PLT, there was only 5 of us. So
wow.
But the building itself needed the love and attention. And when we went out to the community and said, here's what we want to do to our beautiful, beautiful building, the community response has been quite overwhelming. Our capital campaign started out with a $3 million goal, and we're now well over $6 million. And the community has said, please make her beautiful. You're important to us. We love being the center of downtown arts. And because it's our building, we're the stewards of it. It's a historic building. And so that's even part of our mission, is to take good care of our beautiful building.
That is awesome. And that you hit the chill mark. Like, I know when something's good because I get that chill running right up my right arm and it goes across my back, down my left arm. And I get that with that. I love that. That's so important. And nonprofits work so hard. Your community theaters, your art, that
right.
is so important. And sometimes it's easy, you know, to overlook or push aside. But when it's gone and it's not there, I mean, that piece that enriches your life is, you know, is missing. So that's so awesome.
We have a vibrant arts community in Pensacola, surprisingly so. And it's part of what makes Pensacola a unique small city, is we have way more art than a city our size is supposed to have. With the symphony and the opera and the professional ballet, which is also in our building, the art museums, the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the number of small independent theaters, we have independent filmmakers. And we are the center of that acting and performing. We do a lot of theater. We're doing 10 shows in our upcoming season, and that's what I'm excited to talk about today.
Great.
We have three kinds, sort of umbrellas of the kinds of theater that we do. The term little theater sometimes confuses people, and they think, oh, well, you're just a kid's theater. And we do a lot for children in our community, but that little theater name actually goes all the way back to our establishment in the Depression in 1936. That was part of the WPA, was the expansion of arts for Americans in order to get them back working. And little theater is a traditional name for community theater that goes back to the 30s. Anyway, so we've got three umbrellas of theater. We've had an amazing summer with two of our Treehouse productions. Treehouse is our family theater. There's always kids in the shows, but there's also adults when there are adult roles. And then our youth 16 and under get a much reduced ticket. And when we just did Seussical Junior, which had sold out shows in our courtroom space, it's theater for very young audiences. It was a cast of 7 to 17-year-old young actors. And we currently have on stage Disney's Descendants, which is a mostly teen cast. But the adult villains and goodies are played by adults. So we have Belle and King Beast. We have Maleficent and Cruella and Jafar. And then it's their teenage children who are all figuring out how to go to high school together.
I love that.
And so it's a little bit of a High School Musical meets Wicked, because the theory is, are you born wicked or are you made that way? Same thing. Are you born good or are you made that way? You got to make choices.
I love it.
And it's real popular, made-for-TV series on Disney Plus, and the musical is sort of a combination of movie one and movie two, and you get to meet these incredible young kids who are figuring out how they want to be in the world.
And honestly, one of my secret loves, I watch it by myself. My children have all grown up, and I was watching that on TV, but what a great show to come to with your children, because mom and dad remember like the characters, and now the children are experiencing, you know, their teenage, you know, what, how awesome is that?
Right. There's, you know, there's so much, we see it in theater a lot, but you also see it on TV all the time now, is that sort of fractured fairy tale. Take the story that we know, and then it's either the children of, or the baby version of,
yep,
or a cartoon version of, and it's, you know, vampires in high school, or characters that are trying to decide. And for the grown-up version, we love that too. That's where you get musicals like Into the Woods, or
love it,
where, you know, maybe the stories aren't quite what you thought they were going to be in the end. But Disney's Descendants is still on stage this weekend and next weekend. And one of the amazing things that we're doing, it's our first time, is this Saturday, July 27th, we are doing what's called a sensory-friendly performance.
I saw that.
And this is, it'll be at 1 o'clock, and this is an opportunity for families that have folks that are neurodivergent. Maybe you have been afraid to come to the theater. Maybe you have felt like your person might interrupt or not, might not be able to last through a live performance. And this is, it's being offered even on Broadway and the West End. And what we do is bring the lights up and we bring the noise down, and we give people room to move if the moving is what they need. Give nonverbal folks a chance to just indicate what they want at the concession stand. And it's a really great way to introduce families that are not used to getting out the experience of coming out and experiencing live art.
That is great. We have so much more to talk about. I can't wait. If you want to join in the conversation, you have any questions for Kathy, 850-437-1620. Hit us up in the text line. Give us a call. We'll be back.
Just in time for the summer season, Pigmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. the mid-sized Tiguan, available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had another episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater where attorney Alex Andrade brought forward criticisms of a couple of city council members and then the discussion about whether the state attorney's office should do an investigation. We talked with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody, who says there's a proposed 3% rate increase on the table for next year. Plus, fake videos of Kamala Harris circulating online and the Secret Service Director resigned. All of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Right and wrong, cool and kind. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and I have Kathy from Pensacola Little Theater today, and we have been talking about The Descendants.
That's
so
right.
Excited about that.
Right. So, so Descendants on stage this weekend and next, and you can get tickets on our website, which is PensacolaLittleTheater.com, and theater spelled with the R-E on the end, not the E-R. You can also call us 850-432-2042 and talk to Michael in the box office. We're happy to sell you tickets that way. We've gone to an online ticket mode, and all of our ticket prices include all fees, so you don't see anything extra added on. So when you see that $40 or $35 or $18 ticket, that's what your credit card will also show.
That's awesome. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. So it doesn't keep adding. We're very excited because the theater has been remodeled. So we have nice, big, comfy new seats, beautiful camel leather and wood, and the whole new decorating scheme with darker colors and new lighting, new sound, which has been phenomenal. New sound in the theater. Everybody always has an opinion about the sound. And just comfortable. The new seats are amazing. The smallest new seat is as big as our biggest old seat used to be.
Awesome.
More
so
comfort.
All fit.
Yes. Everybody fits.
One size fits most.
Yeah, one size fits most. That's it. We also have, of course, theater for the traditional theater goer for adults, and that's called our Main Stage series. And we just had auditions this week for our season opener called A Man for All Seasons. Very serious theater. It is a story about Sir Thomas More and King Henry VIII, and it's full of political intrigue and swapping parties and religion. And so,
I mean, nothing to do with anything that's happened in our history
at all.
And politics.
And just fantastic. We had more than 40 people audition for the 13 roles. So there is a place for a really intense, serious theater.
That's awesome.
Very strong language and very intellectual, smart theater. And that will be on stage September 13th through whatever those two weekends are. I should know that. Where are we? Oh, 13th through the 22nd. That's it.
That's awesome.
And we will finish out the main stage season in the spring. We're having a huge comedy called The Play That Goes Wrong. And it is, I'm directing that one myself.
It's my life story, isn't it?
It is so funny. It is, the play within the play is called The Murder at Haversham Manor. And it's supposed to be like a British murder mystery. And literally everything goes wrong. I've seen it three times in New York. And I also seen it once. Emerald Coast Theater did it last year. And it's just a delightful, ribald, pratfall comedy where literally everything that can go wrong goes wrong. But it is The Murder at Haversham Manor. But the lighting is wrong and the set falls apart and the props are wrong and there's spit takes and pratfalls and you got to come see it. It's hilarious.
That sounds awesome.
A big technical achievement for us. We're actually spending a good, strong 4 to 6 weeks building the set because the set itself is so important to the way the play goes wrong. And as amateurs, we have to have time to work on that, figure out all of the safety issues, and build the thing right.
You have to work hard to make things go wrong.
We do. We do, absolutely. And then we finish off the main stage season next June with the musical Camelot. This is the music that is traditional from the 60s, but it has been edited to be a small cast version. It's about 15 people in it, still focused on that love triangle between Arthur and Lancelot and
Always.
Guinevere.
Love triangle.
But fantastic music. The other end of our spectrum beyond Treehouse and then main stage is our Studio 400 series, and that's our black box. We do that in our courtroom space, so audiences are small, maximum 100 people. The bar is open, the cafe tables are set, and we do dark comedies in there. We do very serious work in there. We do very adult language and topics in there. We also do unpublished works that you may never have heard of, but that it also lifts and supports our local playwrights in town, not just the actors. So it's not just about performing, it's about creating theater all along.
I love that. On the break, I was telling Kathy that you were saying that Pensacola has the most art, and I said it also has the most heart, and you can't have heart without art, and it just makes me love this area even more.
It's true. It's true. We have one of the studio shows is in rehearsal right now, and that will go up August the 16th through the 25th, and that's called Incorruptible. It is a farcical comedy set in medieval times. It's two villages fighting over bones to sell as relics to make money, you know, and it's sort of Weekend at Bernie's meets Monty Python.
How could you go wrong?
Right, right.
I love two of my housemates' favorite movies.
To stay on a social topic, the next show in our studio will be in late October, early November, right before elections, and it's called POTUS. And it's actually a show. It is seven women who are desperately trying to save their male president after he made a terrible gaffe during a press release. And so it's also very silly, raised a lot of eyebrows and lots of laughter on Broadway. We're very excited because we have got the women who are going to be able to tell this story.
That's great, because you want to, I mean, obviously you feel something when you go and watch an event, a play, but there's more to it that you have to really, when it invokes something in you, whether happiness, anger, right, you know, makes you ask more questions, that is at the heart of what art is supposed to do.
That's right. We have a lot of screen time, but when you come and see live art, the audience is part of that. The vibe of being in the room where it happens is part of what makes theater special.
And let's repeat the website where people can go to get tickets.
You can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com, and when you visit our website, click on events and shows, and you can see everything that we're doing. All tickets are on sale now. You can also get season tickets. That's called a Flex Pass. Michael can walk you through that. You can also call Michael at 850-432-2042 and get your tickets online Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 5.
Great. And we're going to give you guys a chance to do that. While we're on break, head over to that website, check it out, get your tickets.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have been having so much fun this segment, speaking with Kathy and talking about the upcoming shows at the Pensacola Little Theater.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been fantastic. I would be remiss if I didn't also mention our holiday show in December. We are putting up a community favorite, A Christmas Story. You'll shoot your eye out. We've got the leg lamp and the fragile box, and you got to come and see Ralphie and make that part of your holiday plans. Great entertainment for the whole family, and that will be December the 13th through the 22nd, so it'll totally get you in the mood.
That movie was fighting words in my house for many years when my brother-in-law would stick it on and he would watch it over and over and over again on Christmas Day, but it's a classic.
It's great. And let me tell you, you talked about the art of theater. This is a full circle moment. Many years ago, I directed A Christmas Story, and Ralphie was a great little young actor named Benjamin Haupt. And Benjamin has since gotten his theater degree from University of Alabama and is back in town. And he is going to be directing the show this year. So it's a full circle moment.
He's going Chills for, again.
Yes.
Full circle.
It's what we do. Making theater for our community matters to us. It is art worth making, and it's storytelling worth telling.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I'm going to have to put a jacket on. I love
it. PensacolaLittleTheater.com. You can also call us 850-432-2042. Like us and follow us on Facebook and Insta. Ashley puts up fantastic photographs, and we also post all of our events like auditions and shows and things like that on Facebook if that's the way you like to follow your community.
We do have a super quick question, 30 seconds. For Kathy, how are ticket prices working for July since it's Florida Freedom Month?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what Florida Freedom Month is.
It is all July, no taxes on theater, movies, state parks.
We're a nonprofit. We don't charge tax.
That's right.
So there's never a tax on
our
tickets.
It is always Freedom Month when you go to the Pensacola Little Theater. You will always not have to pay taxes. That's a great thing.
That's correct.
That is awesome. Great. I have enjoyed my time with you. I hope everybody heads over to the website and takes a look at the lineup you have. You can also click on the donate button there and support your local theater.
Absolutely.
Because it's because of you is why they exist.
That's right. We're a 501c3. Your donation matters.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.